CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some. You know what that sound means. It's the worst guys on a Wednesday afternoon doing it in the worst way.
Wake up.
Welcome, Julian Ria Beso Sicele, baby.
Take it away. Hey. Had a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. They mad at me too, I got more fire. Why these bitches see you? Go home, ride. Go home, ride. See in Tamara in my bed, I'm a smart guy. I ain't fucking with you niggas like a part-time. Nah. Hit some, let's check my archive. I'm something so immaculate, instead of asking what's happening, rather blast a Jackson 5 in the back of an Acura, acting blacker than the Bernie Mac to Charlie Murphy's and Akon.
Yeah, girls, that you got, man,
where are they from?
Today we're talking about growing up. Why you standing there, say so? Looking back at the old days. No, this ain't a vacation. And how for some reason we always go, man, I was such an idiot back then.
Hey, man.
Facebook memories exposing us on the stupid shit we used to do back in the day. But just talking about living our lives on the internet now, we can see our growth from now until 20 years from now. Do you think you'll be proud of the person you were? Well, your Twitter feed will remind you. Yeah. You are hanging out with Malcolm, Julian, Ria Beso Sicele. We are the worst guys.
What is happening, yo?
Easy. Doug, how you feeling, man?
I'm very mellow today. I'm very mellow. I'm chilled. I'm relaxed.
Yeah.
I feel powerful.
I see you off today.
Yeah, I know. Did my morning cardio this morning.
Yeah.
Hey, plus I got phase two of my training program and I got happy because I see my coach put down I need more calories, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, coach want me to eat more calories, I eat more booty.
Eat the booty.
He says more booty, you know what I'm saying? Coach says there's no calories in booty. I say, what booty you eating, nigga? You know, you eating that Biltong bitches. I'm eating that BB dog.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, love that shit.
Cool. So you're working hard at the gym.
Ah, dude. Crafting away like 13th of May,
yeah.
Pretoria Classic. What I'm gonna bring to the stage.
So how's gymming been going? Like I hear the most out in Bryanston and in Benmore. And which one's your favorite gym?
Broadacres.
Is that where the most are at? Hey, are they checking you out?
No, those are the ones with the highest pedigree. You know, like your basic Senton ones. Those are the ones like 25 up until like 30, and then you get your Bryanstons. That's your 30 until 35. But you're like your crisp, your most mint.
The cream of the crop.
Are in deep in the burbs and like Broadacres.
Deep in the burbs. Alright, nah, man, that's good. That's good to hear from you. Yeah, man, we are here on this Wednesday afternoon. It's 2:04 p.m. We hope you're having a good time. We have so much to talk about today. There's been a hell of a lot going on that we want to touch on. But most importantly, we're just talking about growth, man, and how it feels to continue learning and what social media has in that process. Do we mean the things we say on social media? Are they a true reflection of our daily lives and what we really live like? Those are the kind of questions we'll be going into a little bit later. But yeah, I just wanted to tell y'all about what's been happening in my life. I just had an epic show at the Barnyard Theatre on Thursday. An incredible venue. We were hosted by Charles and Friends, performed with the likes of Dylan Oliphant, Prince, Richelieu Benoit. It's crazy to do shows that are in theatres, in special theatres in Joburg especially, because that's all I'm about. I'm a theatre guy. I've started to realise more and more, man. I ain't about them small rooms, dog.
Hey, man.
I ain't about
you
them
can't,
small
You can't put a big personality
in a small room. The room will explode.
It's either that the room will explode or like you're just not going to be able to let out your full Mufasa roar. You know what I'm saying?
No, I feel you. But yeah, Let me talk to you for a little bit about your Facebook memories. Have you seen anything of late that has made you feel like, damn, what was I doing back in the day?
Holy, like,
if I could delete some of my memory, I would obviously first and foremost go delete a couple of, you know, these exes.
Okay, yeah.
Being a moist nigga that I was, I was posting the most mull things like, I love you then, I love you now.
Oh, wow.
Fucked up thing is now, when I go check who I tagged, which is obviously my girlfriend from back then, her account has been hacked, and now it's some other zot from I don't even know where. So now it looks like, if she's on that vibe, it looks like I'm saying I love her.
Yeah.
And I'm not. And I'm just like, yo, Facebook is exposing how much of a moist nigga I was. Obviously, I've resurrected my heart.
Yeah.
You know.
But now I had an instance where it was one of those Facebook memories, you know, when they give you a picture and tell you, this is you 6 years ago. And I cringed because it was at a res party. I forget what the theme was, but I was wearing...
Do you forget just by, like, it being a long time ago or, like, it's just too much?
It's just convenient for me at this stage. No.
Oh, it's so convenient for you to forget.
Yeah, it's convenient. But I was wearing, like, a towel and a bra, and I had balloons that were made out of condoms as boobs in the bra, and I was holding them and I was supposedly licking the condom boobs.
Wait, did you actually lick the condom though?
No, but that was the action.
Okay.
In the picture, if you were to imagine the picture.
Well, what would you say? Were you a B, C cup, D cup?
I was in that picture, you know, for effect purposes, I was a D. When you go into a party, you want your boobs to stick out. I completely understand.
Who blew the condoms up first of all?
It was me, dog.
So you did put your lips on the condom.
Oh, you mean I put my lips on the condom when I was blowing them up, but that's not a biggie. I don't mind that. It's not like I was sucking a condom that's on the knob.
Because that's where I'm getting to, you know. So you're like just as your favorite pastime now, you're just like licking condoms.
No, especially
now since the SA government's come out with their whole flavored condoms range.
Nah, banana, you know, is the one that goes in.
Beef stew, Sunday lunch, those are the ones.
Yeah, man, that's the type of flavors they're gonna have. Acha flavored condoms.
Yes.
Sparkle flavored.
But like thinking of it back then, but you shouldn't have actually cringed. I mean, I feel like you should be able to look back and say, yo, I actually grew from that. You know?
Yeah. That's the whole point of the conversation we're going to have today, is that, you know, we get to see our growth in a way that's never been seen before. Living in the digital age, or living as millennials, whatever you'd like to call us, we really get to see everything that we are compared to what we will be in the future. You'll still be able to go back to whatever you've posted on the internet because, I mean, it's living forever. And that's also a little bit more what I want to get into is, you know, in the past, living forever was what everybody wanted.
I think how they got it right was by writing things down, you know?
Yeah.
And that's how the history books came about. But now our history books is going to be the internet cloud.
Yeah. And you see, but now that we are all able to live on the internet and have an eternal place to put our thoughts, where does greatness come from, for instance? You know, because a lot, like I was saying, in the past, people lived to be great. People lived to live forever. Alexander wanted his name to be remembered forever. Troy, all these great Greek gods that we know, they wanted to live forever. Now we all do. So we'll get a little bit into what is greatness itself, and how now that we all have this capability to live forever, essentially, how do we stick out? How do you become great? How do we separate one from the other? You know, do you have to, because Twitter feeds live forever, but we have podcasts. Is podcast more valuable to somebody than a Twitter feed, although it still exists? Anyway, this is life on the internet and where it's leading and whether our social lives really do reflect our real lives. Coming up on The Worst Guys the whole day, because it's a Worst Wednesday, baby.
Yeah. Hey. Voila. Voila. Yeah. I'm only coming out to play. Nothing more that I hate in this life. The wrong impression, I only have one to make. You can open your palm, waiting to catch a break. The cards will fall where they may. And what about me? I believe in fate. Huh. They wanna know where I'll be in 5. Huh. But what about today? What about
tonight. Only one at a time. So precious is yours, is mine. Only one at a time. My life. My life. Yeah. Am I wrong to assume if she can't dance, that she can't ooh? Yeah. Am I wrong to say if she can't dance, then she can't ooh? Hey, I never wanna waste your time. My life so precious is yours, is mine. And look at the time. My God, so precious is yours, is mine. Only one at a time. So precious is yours, is mine. Only one at a time. My life, my life. Yeah.
Spells around the clock, dance around the globe with disco 54. I stare you in the eyes, spin you on your toes. Music and music without song. Filling the top rows, shot the blindfolds, pass the nitro, rock the love boat, get high to get low, kill the Merlot, stab in your fast boat, you pick up we gon' go. Make love once or more, we rest and I call. Do that, hey. Break you off and you get cat, hey. Never seen no one this gorgeous. Pay your whole damn mortgage. But when you look at the time, hey, still you the one on the mind, hey. Still you the topic, the prime, hey. Thank God that it's Friday. Tonight, let's be the life of the party. It's nothing to me. Get up and move your feet.
I never wanna waste your time. My life. So precious. Is yours, is mine. And look at the time. My God. So precious. Is yours, is mine.
That's Anderson .Paak with Am I Wrong? Am
Not Tupac. You see, you know when those SABC radio presenters, they get it wrong. Mumma Mary.
That was Jackson Jennett.
Yeah.
Ah, that used to be the thing.
Yeah.
Brown Chris.
I feel you. All right. Welcome back with the Worst Guys, where we've been having a jam up in the studio today. Just talking a little bit about growth and what it means to live in a digital age like this one, where we're able to see our growth from years ago and compare ourselves to the people that we are now and where we see ourselves in the future. Are you an honest person on social media? Do the pictures you post and the places you go to and the things that you do and the things that you say, do they reflect your true life, or do you curate it to look the way it does?
Catfish.
Yeah, because I mean, let's be honest, social media does reflect life in that way, in that you do curate what you want people to see, whether it's on social media or in real life. You dress a certain way, you act a certain way, and you put out a certain image. But we'll chat a little bit about the difference and how social media just is more fake, and does allow more lies. It's easier to see the truth in real life than it is to see on social media. But before we get into any of that, let's get into a few stories that have got us buzzing here as the Worst Guys. As you know, Playboy's in trouble again.
Playboy Penny at it again. Read about it. Extra, please grab young Fallon. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra, extra. Extra, extra.
All right. All right. So the first story that's caught my attention this week is that there's been a heist at OR Tambo Airport last night. Up to 15 million rand of foreign currency has been claimed from the airport. That's pretty insane. I don't know why they chose foreign currencies. Like, nah, leave the randellas. No. We don't want the randellas.
But I'm not even surprised, man. I'm not even surprised. Honestly speaking, from my point of view, security as a whole is not taken seriously in South Africa.
Yeah. But this is like an Ocean's 11 mission. These guys knew what they were doing because apparently the robbers identified themselves as police officers. That was the masks they were hiding under, the ruse that they were playing. And there were no shots fired. Everybody, they knew exactly what they were doing. So this is a really well-planned syndicate. It's people who knew the exits and the entrances. They didn't have to harm a single person to loot 15 mil. That's a mastermind behind that. I don't know if I want to play the applause button for a crime.
No,
because
look, I've gone to the point in my life if like you, everything comes back to you. You the life you live. If you live by the gun, you're gonna die by the gun.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Get it by any means. Just hope and pray it ain't you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because honestly, now like. Those guys, for them to have not shot a single soul,
yeah,
and they got foreign currency, so our money is still fine.
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need that.
You know why are we crying? Take it out of the news before the other people from the other currency places they find out, and now they know we got their cash. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no! I can't believe this actually happened, man. This is a movie. Somebody could write a movie up. It's like Monte Casino. And how Monte Casino is.
Like, dead bodies are found at Monte Casino.
On the lake. This is like some mafia shit, dog.
But OR Tambo.
Yeah, OR Tambo as well is involved. I'd love to get a peek into the underworld. I know maybe I shouldn't, I should be careful what I wish for. But I think South Africa has an insanely intriguing underworld. I really think it's better than any Hollywood movie we've seen.
Just on that point quickly before we continue, I feel like it's the most diverse one as well, because you've got like the Indians, you've got the fucking
the Rothschilds,
the Asians,
the Jews as well. You've got
the Alex Mafia as well.
The taxi mafia must be real as well. No, we've got a lit underworld.
We should
get somebody from the underworld. I have no real connections to the underworld, but if any of you our listeners do, please, I'd like to know what a murderer feels like after he's murdered. Is it a cool feeling, like, whoo, yeah, like a thrill, a serial murderer?
No, I'm not keen for that.
I just want to know. Yeah, I'm sure I've thought about what it feels like to do something like that.
Yeah, like everybody's had a time when they go through that dark place in their mind and like, oh shit, imagine killing that nigga.
Yeah, my life would be so lit. My problems would be sorted. It's usually when there's a nigga standing away of a girl that you want.
And then mine wasn't actually that. Niggas owed me cash, and I was just like, what if this guy just went missing, you know?
Yeah. No, but I'm really interested in South Africa's underworld, man. And anyway, if you do want to join us in the conversation, please hit us up on WhatsApp on 079-748-2090. And you can also talk to us on Twitter at @_worstguys. At Facebook, we're just the worst guys. And on Instagram, we're also just the worst guys. We're talking about our social media. Yeah, and whether it's a true reflection of who we are as people and our daily lives, and whether we'll be proud of that reflection 20 years from now as everybody gets the opportunity to live forever. More news stories. All right. South Africa has been asked to appear at the ICC on the 7th of April. This is over the failure to arrest Sudan President Omar Hassan al-Bashir when he was here 2 years ago. He appeared at an African Union conference and was not arrested. So, what do you think South Africa is going to do about this? Because I genuinely believe that South Africa is a gangster's paradise.
Yeah, man.
That's what this place was built for.
Radovan crashes, chilling, and then when they want to arrest him, he just flees back to the, what is it, Far East Europe.
Yeah, isn't he Russian? Yeah.
But anyway, why is this our prerogative, you know?
Well, apparently we should have arrested him while he was here. We were like, hey, there's a genocide. Criminal. Yeah, there's a war crime criminal. Oh, okay, I guess he's just chilling. You know, let's get him some bacon, some fresh eggs. He was probably sleeping in a nice hotel. He was living good.
No, but also, if those guys knew that he was in South Africa, come fetch your oak as well. You know?
Yeah, Sudan must deal with this. Why are we going to the ICC?
Just now, some poor South African police officer goes and arrests him. Then, you know, next thing is, boom.
Yeah,
gone.
Yeah.
That guy's like,
you don't know the connections that this guy has. Now, the Sudanese must take care of this.
Yeah, man. Come sort your own problems out in our country.
Yeah.
Your people, man.
No, but I genuinely do believe that criminals such as Umar al-Bashir see South Africa as a safe haven. All these homies can come and we'll let them free. Trump can come through.
We're like the Canada.
Putin can come through. Bashir. We'll have the baddest party, dog. You see, in hell, these are the guys you want to party with in hell. You know what I'm saying? These are the guys that are going to hell, but they're not at like the bottom level where there's murderers and rapists. There's like, they're at the top level. You know, they like to party, smoke a little weed, you know, maybe get into an orgy or whatever. These guys are playing at that level. That's where we want to be chilling with the homies. Umar al-Bashir and the boys. If you're going to hell, that's who you're going to be partying with. That's what I'm saying. And it seems like South Africa's become that gangster's paradise for the homies. We'll see how that goes. The 7th of April, that is. And in a little bit more news, drifting us to entertainment for a little bit. Trevor Noah was on the cover of Time magazine. Actually, that deserves a huge round of applause. Shout out to the homies, Trevor Noah. Doing the most. That's a huge thing, man.
No, that's a huge achievement.
Time magazine. So he's now a world leader, which is what you want.
Dude.
Out of any career, comedy was probably just a vessel for him.
And you know, remember that thing I told you? He sacrificed a lot of his followership from his homeland, South Africa, to gain the respect of the whole world.
Yeah. And that's what he's doing.
Of the whole world. I don't know any other South African comedian who can. Because a lot of them, when they do tours around the world, they say, no, when you go to a place like India, if one oak understands your joke, everybody's going to understand it in the room. But if one oak, like, if they don't understand it, everybody's not going to understand it. Yeah. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If for him to be able to have such a huge impact across the board.
Mm. He must have some great skill. Because, I mean, it's not easy to make everybody laugh, especially if you're talking about everybody in the world. You know. Because he's literally one of the world's biggest comedians right now.
You know, when God makes us, like, sometimes he puts too much spice on a certain nigga.
Too
like,
much sauce.
Way too much sauce on Beyonce and JC. Way too much sauce. So I think he overdosed the sauce on Trevor
on
Noah.
Trevor Noah.
I mean, if you look at his baby pictures, like, bruh, he went to... he went when he was in primary school. Like, that guy was still flourishing since back then. I mean, like,
primary school.
I won't lie. I was like, if I was in primary school with that oak, I knew he'd be with the flyest Betty's, you know. Immediately.
He's out of the game.
Yellow bone, but with the mother tongue clicks. My boy, you are winning.
And yeah, that is a win. That is a win. That's South African win. It's what Jay Something wishes he could be.
No, but Jay Something is also chowing. But the thing is, he's chowing from both sides of the
spectrum.
Exactly. And he's just... Yeah. Man, he's also killing it.
Yeah, so apparently The Daily Show has grown in numbers as well. It's attracted a record number of viewers since he's taken over. Because it started pretty slowly, as everybody knows. Jon Stewart obviously was a very difficult person to take over from. Very big shoes to fill. But he's done well insofar as that his viewership has increased in February by 17% compared to when he first started last year. So it looks like the people are taking to him. People are starting to like him, and why not? I mean, we all love Trevor Noah. No matter how far he goes, he'll always be ours. Home is always home. And it's good to have a South African representative, because we all know he knows our stories. He's been the one sharing them with us. So I think he's going to make a great impact for Africa overall. And the discourse that the world has of Africa, they'll be able to see the world, the Africa, from inside out as opposed to outside in, which is what's been happening over the last couple of centuries. But anyway, shout out to the homie Trevor for keeping it real and holding it down and inspiring the rest of us young comedians out here to do great things.
If Trevor can do it, anybody can do
exactly
it.
Exactly, hijack. All right, so let's talk about this thing of reflecting your true self on social media. Do you think most people reflect who they really are on social media? Let's talk specifically Instagram, because I think Instagram is the one that really allows for a fake or let me rather say limited perspective on a person's life.
Like all social media platforms, you see how Twitter is all about the words and Instagram is all about the pictures, you know? The words that people put out there on Twitter isn't necessarily what they'd say if they're up close in your face.
Yeah, and this is especially relating to celebrities or people that they don't usually get the opportunity to talk to. They talk to them like trash because they can hide behind their cell phones or their computers. And this is what I'm talking about people being honest about who they are. I guess, in a way, when it comes to celebrities and your opinions of them, not every celebrity is liked. So if you have thoughts about not liking a particular person and you have an opportunity to be like, hey man, I just want to let you know this is my platform to speak my mind, and my mind says that it doesn't like you. So there's that right exists, and I think that's partly part of the problem, is that we have that ability to say what we want, even though it may not be something you necessarily say to the person in real life. Like, I hate Omar al-Bashir. I'll tweet about Omar al-Bashir being a genocide criminal or whatever the case may be. But if I see him, I'd probably be like, what am I going to do? Arrest you? Stop what you're doing. This is a citizen's arrest.
But at the same time, you know, there are those people who I genuinely feel whatever they're portraying on social media is what they do in real life.
Yeah. Yeah, know? For sure.
And also, it might be filtered down to people who use it strictly for business.
Yeah,
you know,
they don't
put their personal lives on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, with Instagram, there's different angles that people are shooting for pictures and all these filters. So that automatically puts us in a handicapped position to not portray the full truth.
Yeah.
When you can adjust things, when you can always twist the truth, boy.
Yeah. That's the whole thing, is that it's so much easier to twist the truth.
It's just like omission.
Media.
It's just as bad as omission when you're leaving something out.
Yeah.
Like, say, for example, if a guy takes a picture of him in the gym and he takes it only of his top off, show me those legs. You see
what
I'm saying?
And I think there's a lot of gym people who might be great looking on Instagram. But in real life,
I don't even want to get into it. It's such a deep thing.
You're working back. You see what I'm saying? You'll find that guy who wants to give you advice at the gym. He's weak, but his Instagram, he's got like 10,000 followers. This is what I want to get to. People on social media are taken seriously. Your numbers essentially value who you are. We are rating people in society in accordance to their following and their followers. So that's crazy to me, that as great as you might be at something, if a brand or a company sees your Twitter following and it's not substantial, they can be like, we can't take this guy seriously.
Yeah.
You know, it's become such an important part of success and actually managing to attract brands to whatever you're doing.
I mean, even when we were, for a close friend of mine, we were given the heads up of like maybe getting PR, and then we were even advised you need to check your numbers.
Yeah. That's a serious game that we're playing now, which is completely different, because now you're working at the craft, which is what I've always believed should what bring the numbers. They should come naturally.
Exactly.
Because the craft is so great. But now you're almost forced to do the social media
this
aspect, because how do people know about the craft at all?
This is what triggers it as well. So now people are put in a position where they feel like, okay, now I got to do things that I wouldn't necessarily do just because it's trendy, just because it's what's hot at the moment, so that I can get a following.
Yeah. Do you think in this day and age you can become successful without a presence on social media, starting from the bottom to the top?
No social media.
No social media, just your craft.
It's going to take something like a Michael Jackson where other people are putting you on their social media.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I see.
You have no link to social media whatsoever. But when somebody takes a picture of you and they're in the room and you're performing somewhere and they share that, it's already on social media.
Yeah.
So whether you like it or not, you are going to be on social media, but it might not
be you directly.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. And in terms of the growth potential for people who are young? Do you think there's really a lot of space on Twitter and Instagram for people to grow? How does a non-brand become a great brand? Because we're talking now, if you're not a funny person, Twitter's mainly for humor. Mm. Now, how do you as a young brand grow your brand on Twitter without losing the human element? Because this is partly the problem for me, is that now we're so focused on the fact that our numbers are so important, branding is so important, we've lost that human element. People don't tell jokes on Twitter anymore. People don't speak the truth anymore because, firstly, social justice warriors, and second of all, it's not necessary anymore. I'm doing this as a business thing. So now our social media has become a business media. Where do we really go now to speak other than something like a podcast?
And the confide in your own home with the people who it really matters to.
Yeah. And this also leads to the idea of you putting your thoughts into existence into the internet, because that's where they'll live forever, right? Every average kid can now set up a podcast in his room as long as you've got the equipment. And you can share your stories that could catch on. You could become the next great podcaster, for instance. So now we live almost in dual worlds where your internet, if you focus hard on the internet, it's almost more likely that you become more successful than if you focused hard on what you are actually telling people about on social media. Well, that's just my thoughts. If you want to let us know what yours are, please do hit us up on WhatsApp 0797482090. And if you're listening to the podcast, just hit us up on Twitter once you've had some thoughts on this topic. We're just thinking about, you know, how this digital influence or how this digital age has changed the influence that we have on people because of numbers. Somebody can be seen as legitimate because of 10,000 followers, and somebody with 500 with the brains, the smarts, whatever the case may be, is not. And I just want to know what the true reflections are. And most importantly, I want to know how we make genuine connections now.
Yeah. Can I tell you something as well? I think it also is linked with the whole, for example, guys, if there's a girl that a lot of guys take interest in, chances are we also gonna see or start seeing things that are like, okay, yeah, I know, I can see why all of these fellas like this chick. Yeah, I know she's mad dope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you see a girl that not too many guys are interested in, then you're gonna also say, I know, but I see why not too many people are interested in you.
Yeah.
The same goes for social media. When this guy has a million followers and you're like, yeah, I know, I can see why this guy's got a million followers. Let me follow this person. Bah.
Yeah.
The guy with only not even 100, then you're like, ah, shame. You just need to work on yourself. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So besides social media,
it's a life thing.
It's a life thing. So, and it's not necessarily just about the numbers. It's about the attention. It's about that you draw as well.
Yeah. So do you think social media genuinely reflects real life?
In a bigger sense,
yeah.
But when you look at it like bit by bit, as in what we put out there, the content produces ourselves.
Yeah,
we it's like our content is censored.
Yeah,
do you get what I'm saying?
So, what's the most valuable way for somebody to contribute their thoughts? Because we all have Twitter now. Should we write books? Or should we journal our thoughts? Or is Twitter enough? You know, when the aliens come, will you show them your Twitter feed? And it's like, yeah, these are the things I was thinking about at the time. Because for me, Twitter is like a place where I throw my brain farts, essentially. That's not where my genuine material is. The material that I build in my mind, the material that I write. Yeah. That's in books, that's in journals.
And then if that is the case, then why don't you blog it? Make your own blog space or something, so that the people who are really interested, and not necessarily because somebody who's looking to throw shade at you isn't gonna go all the way to your Twitter and then to your blog as well. A couple will, because that's all they fucking do. But like, not too many people will throw shade when you have your own like website, for example.
You see, but this is what I'm talking about: is with a Twitter feed, you have your own website, you have your own platform. It's just you extend your platforms when you go to podcasting or you go to blogs or you. It's just longer tweets. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like it would be a big classroom, and then like your own website and all of that would be where you've got one-on-one with the teacher. Do you get what I'm saying? You've got more attention of the person who matters.
Okay, because it's specifically about you. You weren't just a random thought amongst me.
Yeah.
Okay, so just the last thing on this before we wrap up this conversation. I want to know about, you know, the negative things that go on in our lives. Should we be posting that on social media? Should we be airing our dirty laundry? Because a lot of the times people will know what's going on in your social circles, the people that are close to your friends, the people that you see regularly, the good and the bad. But like we said, Twitter, you can curate that. You can hide what's bad. Should we be exposing every aspect of who we are, or are people not ready?
You know, I genuinely feel like you should be honest with yourself and be honest also on social media, regardless of how people may bash you or go at you. Just you standing for being genuine and true to yourself. If you're not true to yourself, then you can't stand for anything. You know,
yeah.
I think that that's something very, very key. And on that as well, what was I going to say now? Yeah, on that as well, if you do all of that, then you're portraying a true self on social media.
So authenticity.
Authenticity is key.
For everything. We keep rounding back to this point, essentially. Authenticity is key. Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Because if you do put your negative stuff on, I mean, it'll help other people who are looking to do the same thing as you, maybe in their own different way, help them see that even though you do go through tough times, you know, if you are persistent, the good things will prevail.
Yeah. I think that's one thing humanity finds difficult is being open about our failures, being open about our flaws, being open about the other side.
Dude, I had a video on Instagram before I had to do a cleanup on my Instagram quickly. I had a video on my Instagram where I was trying to squat a certain amount and I failed. And I said straight up. And I wrote a nice little description for that video. I told them straight up, listen, I'm just trying to show y'all that in life, I'm not so lit all the time.
Yeah, I fail at things. You know? You fail. Everybody fails to get to where they're going.
Yeah, but the whole fact of the matter is we're trying to inspire people out here. We're trying to show the world that there's with so much of a lack of love, there is something that is real, that is genuine.
Yeah.
And it's in you just.
Yeah. And I think that's where genuine connections come in. That's where making music comes in. That's where doing stuff like comedy comes in, where it's natural. It's a genuine connection between people. But
you're speaking their thoughts. Like as a comedian, that's that connection that you get with that laugh from that person in the crowd.
Yeah.
Because they understand what you're talking about, the way you painted that image.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no problem with social media just putting it out there. I think it's here to stay. I just don't know how we navigate now into the future as people who are transitioning into ages. We are essentially the last generation that's going to experience both sides, where there was no Twitter. TV was still the main thing. Now the internet is the main thing. And I think this world is going to be ridiculous.
I think there's still another turn to make.
Yeah, I genuinely.
I just don't know what it is, how it's going to be.
Artificial intelligence. I think I saw an episode of Black Mirror, which was so intriguing, where somebody's thoughts that they'd put on social media, Twitter, emails, whatever, were embedded in a silicon body, whatever the case may be. So you can ask it a question and it responds with what you would likely have responded with if you were still around. And I think those type of ideas are going to start to show themselves in the real world, where who you are is recorded.
I don't like the thought of that.
Yeah.
And like I said to you before, I think the main reason why I don't like the thought of artificial intelligence coming so soon to us is because I fear humans becoming lame.
Yeah. Then that's very possible. But in that recording of it, do you think you'd be happy with who you are now, 20 years from now, looking back at the things you say on social media, the Facebook memories that you see now?
Okay, I'd be happy with myself from the point where I realized what my purpose is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything that I've posted from there, I know.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Because the problem is we always look back and go, oh, that was such a stupid thing to do. But I mean, if eventually you get to a place where you learn that life is a learning process, and every day you're going to look back at yesterday and be like, oh, that was dumb, because you learned something new today. You're a smarter person. But anyway, that's about just all the time we have on this conversation today, hanging out with the worst guys. Just going to tell you a little bit about what we get into. Ladies and gentlemen, can I tell you something, all right? Your boy, Malcolm Julie. I don't know if you're a regular listener or not, but if you're not, let me tell you something that is inspirational, all right? Your boy, Malcolm Julie, is going to be at Parker's Comedy Club next Wednesday for the first time as a professional, all right? So I need all of y'all to come out, all right? This is the one. If you haven't seen me before, this is the show to come to. I'm doing 20 minutes. I'm going to kill you like dead, man. I'm going to kill you dead. Trust. If you want your boy to be on the cover of Time Magazine, come to this show from Wednesday, the 15th of March till the 18th. Please be there. Show some love, man. Let's grow together. All right, let's go together. Anything else? You hopping on stage soon, right?
No. May 13th. We're still a couple of months away.
Oh, all right.
Coming with the pro card.
Keep eating that protein and the calories and that booty. You know, it's essential to the
diet. You know, booty, man. Booty, that's all it is, man.
All right. It's been so great hanging out with y'all today. We're going to play out with the Worst Guy Cypher, as we always do. Have a great hump day, yo. Uh-huh. Looking back on my old days, I'm so thinking about the silly ways, silly days when I used to play in the sandbox. But now I'm out here trying to get money, trying to get rocks, trying to get diamonds out of coal. But man, I still feel like I'm getting old, but I'm still only 24 years old. I still got a whole lot of fucking time to go, but I still look at myself every day, evaluating my stress and the things that I say, because I want to be great, I mean truly great. So I reevaluate and take it to the next day. Let me tell you how Tupac did. He killed himself and came back Machiavelli, yeah. He doesn't know how I do, cause I'll be seeing him in hell soon. I'm still playing the same game. I'm doing it in my own way, in my own lane, at my own pace. And I don't mean to distract you with the topics about race.
Do for love. You try everything, but you won't give up.
Yeah.
What you won't do.
Do it for the love, baby.
You tried everything, but you don't.
Hey, stand up for this one. I do it for the L-O-V-E, I do it for the love, I do it for the one above G-O-D, cause he does it for me every day. He blesses me so abundantly, and as you can see, I'm F-L-Y, it ain't no lie. I'm not gonna say it, but I'm a worst guy, but I'm a worst guy, and I'm prepared to pay the fine just for saying that line. I do it like the crime at O.R. Tambo, oh my gosh, I should be flying mango, I be buying mango like I am flying on the fruit. Yes, I don't like to abuse. Oh, the women like my cool cat. My little cool cat is a sexual offender, but just don't remember that. Hey, woo! Do for love.
You've tried everything, but you don't give up.
You don't give up, man.
You gotta do it like Weezy. Do for love. Yeah,
you tried everything, but you don't give up.
Yeah. It's the worst, guys. And it's a Wednesday.
Always on a Wednesday.
Hope to see you next week.
Next week.
Same time, same place.
All day.
We out.
CliffCentral.com.